the market. It's red hot. The market's another record-setting day yesterday, and joining us to talk about that and more is Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. You are absolutely right. The Dow did hit another record yesterday. The Dow was up 21 points to close at 15,783. This market just has been on a tear for weeks. And we did hear from several different companies this morning. One that is very interesting is we heard from Gogo Inc. Now, this is a company that provides in-flight internet and wireless service. A couple of weeks ago, the FAA ruled that passengers can use electronic devices on board even while the plane is taking off and landing. And this company is taking advantage of this. Now, this company is losing share as a startup, but their revenue is shooting through the roof, is growing rather rapidly. This company provides internet service on over 2,000 commercial aircraft as of September 30th, and they've seen their usage rise 41% in the past year, and they saw their revenue for the quarter jump 48% to $85 million. And after reporting these earnings, their stock was up over 20% yesterday. We also heard this morning from D.R. Horton Incorporated. Now, this is the largest U.S. home builder. They reported a 2% fall in quarterly earnings due to rising mortgage rates and policy uncertainty in Washington. We've seen mortgage rates rise steadily since May, and that has caused the stock to drop by a third since then. D.R. Horton's net orders of homes fell to 5,160 homes in the quarter, and that's down from 5,276 a year ago, but their net income was up 39%, and they also saw revenue jump 40%. We also heard from Dish Network. The satellite TV operator reported third quarter profit of 68 cents a share. That was well above estimates of 43 cents a share. And we heard from Sotheby's. The auction house posted a third quarter loss of 44 cents a share. That was 3 cents narrower than most analysts expected, but revenue did exceed analyst expectations. And we also heard from the media giant News Corp, which is the owner of the Wall Street Journal. They reported adjusted earnings per share of 3 cents a share on revenue of $2 billion, and that's versus expectations of 5 cents a share in profit on revenue of $2.2 billion. That stock is down about 2% this morning. And we also heard from Hologic, which is the developer of diagnostic tests for women, reported adjusted earnings per share of 39 cents a share, and that's compared to expectations of 37 cents a share, but they did dramatically lower their next quarter's guidance earnings expectations, and that stock is down about 12% this morning. Now, we are seeing a lot of retail hiring. As a matter of fact, in the month of October, retail hiring was up 6.7% from a year earlier, and that's the strongest start to holiday hiring season we've seen in 14 years. And we're hoping we'll surpass last year in the numbers of hires. And partially that's because a lot of retailers are starting to open up earlier and earlier this year. And Walmart certainly wasn't going to be the last one to be left in the dust this Thanksgiving. They announced they will begin its in-store Black Friday sales at 6 p.m. on Thursday, on Thanksgiving Day, and that's 2 hours earlier than last year. And Walmart.com also said they are going to start offering Black Friday sales on a limited number of items Thursday morning. This announcement comes as a growing list of retailers from Best Buy to Toys R Us and most recently Target said they will push their Black Friday initiatives into Thursday on Turkey Day. Now, as far as the markets go this morning, it does look like we are going to open up on the downside, but very small downside, down about 25 points on the Dow.
All these customers, companies anyway, trying to keep the customers and not be closed when their competitors are open. But I wonder if they just do the same amount of business. If they, you know, you wonder about that. But I guess in a competitive fashion, you have to do what the other guy's doing.
Yeah, you kind of do, but it's kind of interesting. We've actually been through this before over a decade ago. A lot of these stores decided to open up on Thanksgiving, and they ended up not getting any business off of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if times have changed or not, but we'll have to see on
that. We will see then, Mark. Thank you.
You're welcome.